is Black Little Scoop.
Okay. What are two different... Are you aware of two different kinds of rakes?
Yeah.
Okay, what are they?
Well, there's a leaf rake that's not as sturdy as a dirt rake. Or that's how I would distinguish it. The dirt rake, you could break leaves, but the teeth on it are shorter. Then with a leaf rake fans out.
You know, oh, I know, yeah, okay.
And the other type is straight across and the teeth are about, they're uniform and about 2 to 3 inches in depth.
Okay.
But they both have handles alike.
What do you call the big shears you use to trim bushes and hedges?
Hedge shears.
Okay. Are there... Do you distinguish between manual and power driven?
No, electric.
You'd say electric hand shears?
Electric.
I mean
hedge shears.
Hedge shears.
Right.
Alright, if a large tree blew down in your backyard in a storm and you wanted to cut up the wood to keep it, what kind of a tool would you
use? I would use a power saw.
Okay. Alright, will you name and describe as many cuts of steak, beef steak, as you can?
Well, you have your sirloin, your T-bone, you have your ribeye. Do you want just steaks or you roast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, after you finish with the steaks, then just finish up beef. But I just want to know as many different kinds of cuts that come to your
porterhouse. That's four, isn't it? T-bone, porterhouse, sirloin, ribeye.
Now, what's a ribeye?
A ribeye is a small steak.
Okay.
It's like a filet.
Is it as good as the others?
A ribeye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes a ribeye is considered better than the others.
Oh, okay.
Your porterhouse and your T-bone are in the same category. Then you get into your ribeye and your filet mignon. Now, they are in the same category.
And where does the sirloin fit?
The sirloin's sort of in between. It has a bone, or it doesn't have a bone. You can get both cuts.
Oh, okay. What's a New York strip?
Well, New York strip is a very good steak.
That is no bone, right?
Right.
Okay. What are some other cuts of beef?
Well, you have your English cut.
What's that?
Well, it's not to me as good a cut as, say, your loin tip roast.
Oh,
but it is
a roast.
Right. Yeah. Your rump is a roast. You can get a boneless rump or you can get a rump roast with a bone. Don't ask me the difference because they're both good.
Okay.
My favorite is the eye of the round. It's nothing but meat,
mm-hmm.
No waste, and it's great.
Do I have some cheaper cuts? The ground up stuff.
Oh, your ground chuck?
Yeah.
Your ground beef? Your ground chuck is ground steak. Oh, really? I mean, it's good. Your ground beef is your cheaper.
That is more fat.
Well, it does have fat. Yeah, that's the reason.
Oh, the ground chuck doesn't have any fat.
Well, most of your fat's been taken out of it. And it's your better meat ground. Your ground beef is just, I think, trimmings off of everything they just grind up together.
Okay. All right, now, how about pork?
You got pork chops and pork roast, pork loin. You get your breakfast chop, and you get your thicker chop, your dinner chop.
Do people around here eat pork chops for breakfast?
I have heard of them. I don't.
Okay. What about different kinds of ham?
You get green.
Green ham?
Yeah, you never had green ham. That's uncured ham. I mean, it's just ham.
Is it green?
No, not really. But they call it green because it's not cured, you know.
It didn't sound
good. No, and I never fix it. I'm not real familiar with it. What are we on? Still
ham. Yes.
Well, let me tell you one other pork, and that's your bacon.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
I forgot that. You can get thick slice or thin slice.